USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has approved a bill that provides $25 billion in funding to the U.S. Postal Service and also includes a pushback to changes that critics say would cause major delays in mail-in ballots during the election. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells CNN that wasn't the only concern.
Of course, they don't want to do anything about the election, the $25 billion that would go to the Postal Service. And that's not about the elections only. It's about the coronavirus. It's about the nearly 100% of the prescriptions that go through the mail from VA for our veterans.
On ABC's This Week, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
When you look at the bill that was passed yesterday, that bill was not a serious bill. It's $25 billion. It doesn't do anything to sustain the postal system long term. It's going nowhere.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In California, crews are fighting hundreds of wildfires, 24 of them major. Most of them were started by lightning strikes, according to meteorologist Derek Van Dam.
It is a thunderstorm with little to no rain, with lightning, and it produces and sparks additional wildfires. So that was really the culprit for some of the largest fires that are burning out of control across central and northern California.
Tens of thousands have been evacuated, and 6 people have died. KPIX-TV's Dal Lin speaks with residents near Santa Cruz.
It's a roller coaster. We find hope, and then we see devastation.
Fast-moving flames chased the Roach family out of their Bonnie Doon home. They're staying at a Santa Cruz motel, not sure if they'll have a home to go back to.
We're all in shock. I think that's just the word. It's in shock.
Some hotels near the Santa Cruz boardwalk are filled with evacuees. They are among the 77,000 residents who have fled the Santa Cruz mountains.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Schools across the U.S. are facing shortages of this year's most crucial back-to-school supplies, laptops, and other equipment needed for online learning. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The world's three biggest computer companies, Lenovo, HP, and Dell, have reportedly told school districts they have a shortage of nearly 5 million laptops, in some cases worsened by Trump administration sanctions on Chinese suppliers. That's according to an Associated Press investigation. It says as the school year begins virtually in many places because of the pandemic, educators nationwide are worried that computer shortfalls will compound the inequities and the headaches for students, families, and teachers. One school administrator in California telling the AP it's going to be like asking an artist to paint a picture without paint, as kids cannot do distance learning without a computer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Gulf Coast is battening down with 2 major storms heading their way. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Tropical Storm Laura and Tropical Storm Marco are now organizing quickly and beginning to gain strength after a few days of struggling to survive. Both systems are forecast to make landfall next week along the Gulf Coast, one day apart and only miles from each other. 2 hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico at one time would be the first in history. The governors of Louisiana and Mississippi have both declared states of emergency.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.